Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Well, Blockhead Nation, here we are. 100 plus episodes, 10 exciting guests, and many more to come. And the journey has just begun. Want to remind my listeners that your favorite Blockhead's associated with the Yogi's Podcast Network, where you can listen to the Nightly Rant with Mike and Toria. You can listen to Liberty Revealed and one of my personal favorites, the Elite Podcast Academy, that will teach you everything you need to know about being a professional podcaster to take your show from 0 to 60 in 5.2 with all the tips from Mike himself from the Yogi's Podcast Network. And also to remind you that I'm associated with the Dose Leprechauns page. Dose Leprechauns Media has taken off. The merchandise is looking great. Jason and Nate are killing it in the podcasting world, and Notre Dame football is looking promising. All that being said, the little redhead girl is giving me the go-ahead. So what do you say we go ahead and start the show, shall we? Broadcasting live. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for stopping by once again. You are listening to your favorite Blockhead, the only podcast in the podcasting world that can somehow incorporate the Peanuts comic strip 1 minute and then be talking about MMA and Warriors Inside the Octagon the next. Oh, what a difference a day makes over here in the Blockhead Nation. Really have had to embrace what the scripture of the day is tonight. It's not anything against my friend. I'm not trying to throw any dirt clots at anybody. We just happened to have a guest that was supposed to come on. And of course, you know, as the old saying goes, the show must go on. Therefore, you have yours truly that's flying solo tonight instead of being able to have a chance to bounce some ideas off of a guest who has been looking forward to coming to the show a lot. And I've been looking forward to having him. But thus, you have circumstances that just seem to get in the way. And that's common in the podcasting world, too. But thus, we'll get him on next week, hopefully. If we're not, then the week after that. We'll get everything situated over here on this side. But for tonight, you have my voice, and I hope that will keep you coming back as it has many times before. And I also want to talk to you about my friends tonight over at Armor Concepts. Guys, the easy armor, exterior and interior door security and protection installation from Armor Concepts is police tested and recommended. The likelihood of you having your door kicked in by burglars is going to cease to exist with the door protection kits that come with Armor Concepts. This Halloween, you can worry about providing for your trick-or-treaters with the goodies that they want and reminding them to be watching for their toys from the Great Pumpkin instead of worrying about having your door kicked in by a burglar. So when you go to the link, this Halloween season, you're going to have a 15% off discount from Armor Concepts. Use the link provided in this podcast via the blog page and utilize the promo code AFHAL15. That's lowercase a, lowercase f, capital H, capital A, capital L, 15. This Halloween offer runs through the 31st this month with Armor Concepts to get protection for your door. So make sure you consider looking at that. That's a thank you from Armor Concepts and from your favorite Blockhead. Our scripture of the day is going to be Genesis 32, verse 24. Very befitting, as in really third time is a charm, finally being able to get this podcast recorded. This can even be related back to this story here, and I'll show you how. Genesis 32, verse 24. This left Jacob all alone in the camp, and a man came and wrestled with him until the dawn began to break. Now, some of you are familiar with this story. Some of you are going, oh, he wrestled with God all night long. A lot of you are listening and might be a little bit confused by this story. That is common when you don't take it in context. But really, if you think about when you are left alone with just you and your thoughts, in reality, you are in the presence of the one and only, and you are wrestling with him. You wrestle with your regrets. You wrestle with your vices. This is a painful process you go to be able to draw in closer to the one true God, and it is purposeful to be able to mold you and create you after his will. So that's been one that's been true even just tonight as I've tried to wrestle my way through, providing my listeners with the podcast that I have promised every Saturday, just keeping up with that genuineness and keeping up that authenticity and being consistent with the routine of the show, which is every Saturday night. We send this out for those who want to download at their convenience and listen throughout the week, or if they want to listen immediately, or if they want to listen after they get home from church, or they're mowing the lawn, if they're working in the yard, if they're cooking in the kitchen, or if you're just relaxing for the evening. You have the ability to do that as long as I can stay consistent with my narrative and with my content. And sometimes this wonderful thing called technology gets in the way. So as we go a little further into it, today I've had a chance to go by the library and I have a book recommendation for you, but really I have more of an article recommendation for you. Because whenever I spend time on the weekends, I try to go by the library as often as I can. Now that's true. Been doing that for a long time. Some people are like, oh, what a nerd. I'm like, yeah, being a nerd allows me to have a roof over my head and be able to feed my kids because I'm able to teach middle school dodo birds, then sign me up for the program. But in reality, there is many proof and much research that shows how evident it is that when you read, that you actually relax, you rejuvenate, you reset your batteries more than you realize when you actually spend time in books. And the one I happened to look at was on the new nonfiction section, and it was by Tim Ferriss. Now, Tim Ferriss has been a force to be reckoned with in the blogging world and in the podcasting world, doing an exceptional job with his show. He's a force to deal with in Apple Podcasts. He's always usually in the top 30 somewhere in there. And he's had juggernauts such as Arnold Schwarzenegger, as Seth Godin, and I think he might have even interviewed President Obama. That might have come up at one point. That might have been Arnold Schwarzenegger. He's had Ray Dalio. He's had many people that have come through and have been part of his blog and part of his podcast. And, you know, Tim Ferriss just does a great job. He's got a brand new book out right now about what the common habits you're going to find of people that are the healthiest, the wealthiest, and the wisest that you're going to find. And I looked in one of them because it caught my eye. I said, man, I got to check this one out. It's by an author named Tim Kreider. And the article, or the blog, if you want to call it that, was called Lazy, A Manifesto. And the overarching concept behind this was that people just are too busy. Now, this is something we intuitively know. We are quite aware that when we talk to our friends, like, huh, busy, busy. And really, we treat that more like a badge of honor, when in reality, that's just that's encompassed in a complaint and it's wrapped up in a cry for help. What you're really saying probably is that you are tired, you're exhausted, you want to have a getaway. Now, you still want to be able to have purpose. It's just, when you look at this story, this manifesto of being lazy, it's more saying that life is just too short to be busy all the time. And this is something that we know, this is something we Americans, we that are out there making a living, are just wrestling with, that we struggle with. This is something that we would have to bring before the Lord, as we talked about in Genesis, earlier in the scripture of the day. But if you take the time to actually give yourself that much needed rest, it lines up perfectly. This entire article lines up perfectly with one of the points in the Trinity. For your favorite blockhead, you know that I have a Trinity that I follow. One of them is making sure that it's having a faith walk. The second part of the Trinity is that people don't want to be serious 24/7. In other words, your health is at stake. Your well-being is at stake. You need to have the ability to be silly, to be able to have a chance to be a little kid in an adult body. You need to have a chance to not worry about work and reset. And he encapsulates that perfectly in this manifesto, in this article that he has. So it's very uplifting, it's very befitting, and the third one would obviously be that we can't do it alone, even though that's one that I struggle with. It's almost like an attack on my pride and dignity that I can't get it done on my own. I should be able to, but I'm not a handyman. I'm not a what you call Joe Screwdriver. I am a storyteller, a podcaster. I'm a person who uses words of affirmation. That's more of what you would find from the blockhead. Therefore, I need to make sure that I continue to follow my trinity, follow my own advice. But this manifesto that he had, Tim Ferriss would not have included it if it wasn't worth taking the time to absorb the wisdom that is in it. You can say no and keep your boundaries, and you can take your kids to their t-ball practice. You can go to their cheer practice. You can go to their fall play. You can go be a part of things that make you happy and turn off your email and your phone, and you can stop attending to everybody else's needs instead of your own. Life is too short to be busy all the time. And therefore, that is what this whole article encompasses. So I definitely would recommend you check out that book. Would recommend you check out The Lazy Manifesto. Anything by Tim Kreider, looking at his website, is pretty good, and it's very much worth your time. Another thing that's worth your time is not forgetting about your furry loved ones. And the way you can do that this Halloween season, all the way through Thanksgiving and Christmas, is to provide them with True Dog. Premium-grade human cuts of U.S. sourced meat in True Dog. Their foods and snacks have no refined carbohydrates, no added salts, just pure, digestible, quality protein, as seen on NBC, CBS, Fox, ABC, Lifetime, the Health and Wellness Channel. True Dog foods and snacks are formulated with advice and nurturing from leading holistic veterinarians to help dogs live longer, happier, healthy lives. Get anywhere from 29 to 72% off items from True Dog by using the link provided in the blog page for this podcast. I also want to take the time to remind you that before there was 9/11, there was 10/12. One of these sailors is actually buried in a cemetery 15 miles down the road in Ennis, Texas. And we had this discussion earlier on Facebook today. So fair winds to my shipmates. It's been almost 20 years and they are not forgotten. And it's easy for something like that to become a footnote in history when something as horrific and as tragic as 9/11 comes. But again, we have our precursor. Before there was 9/11, there was 10/12 off the shores of Yemen, where you have the USS Cole that pulls up and doesn't dry dock. They're actually anchored out to sea. And you have trash boats that are coming in, collecting the trash from the ship and bringing it to the dock, bringing it to port. And you know that the guilt that overtook this sailor that he's wrestled with for so many years from this speedboat that had every intention to come up and be a martyr to their gods, to be able to take as many sailors as they can with them, for them to deliberately speed up and then slow down and then wave to the Navy ship to remind them that they are friendly and that they're there to collect their trash. So therefore, the sailor who was going to radio in to the intercom to the helm of the ship just sends a wave back in response. But as soon as it gets up next to the ship, there you have the explosion. You have 17 sailors that are no longer with us. However, that ship stayed afloat. Their training, their firefighting, their damage control was on point that day. Always near, always ready. God bless the Navy. Hoorah. And to be sharing that also, briefly to get into MMA tonight, is just a reminder to my friends that I'm only as good as the info that is presented to me. I'll usually give you the footnotes and the cliff notes and the spark notes, whatever you want to call it, from sources like You're Welcome with Chael Sonnen, and I listen to that podcast every Wednesday and Friday. You have Ariel Helwani, I'm always listening to and keeping up with his updates. Luke Thomas from MMAfighting.com, I follow him pretty frequently. Another guy named Robin Black, I've been following pretty closely, who does a pretty good real-time analysis of fights from UFC and Bellator. Always good to follow him. And also my recent subscription to The Athletic. Now, there was an article in The Athletic by a guy named Josh Gross that talked about how the UFC is always going to have bankable stars. And I can very much relate to this article. Because if you think back to 2014, there was a talk of, man, we're losing superstars. 2 years later, Conor McGregor has got two belts simultaneously at Madison Square Garden. We have a time where he is definitely not involved with the company anymore, and people want to say, oh, it's very crucial that we get Conor McGregor back because we no longer have the icing on the cake for the UFC anymore. Now we have the last stylebender, Israel Adesanya, holding the most prestigious title in the history of the UFC because the two greatest to ever do it, most people would say, Anderson Silva and George St. Pierre, have held this title, the middleweight championship. Thus, the last stylebender era has begun. And again, it gives back the prestige to the belt where it should be. If you want to talk about the BMF title that's coming up in November, that one doesn't have a lineage to it. That's just more like a super fight anyway. We used to have those. We used to even have a title to go with them. But when I look at this article about having bankable stars, this is very much a formula in MMA that is step up or step aside. And there are guys that are doing it, people that I've predicted, like Justin Gaethje, who has stepped up. And now we're going to have whoever wins the fight with Khabib and Tony Ferguson, you have your number one contender. We have the girls tonight that we can breathe a sigh of relief because Joanna was mentioning how she wouldn't be able to make weight in time, but now we have officially have Joanna versus Michelle Watterson in the main event tonight. You have a co-main event with Cub Swanson and Kron Gracie. Very exciting matchup. Looks very promising for the co-main event. You also have Dominic Reyes versus Chris Weidman on the horizon. You have a rematch between Jeremy Stephens and Yair Rodriguez, thanks to the eye poke that took place in Mexico City, which, very happy that that happened in a very quick turnaround the way it did. You've also got Damian Maia versus Ben Askren. That's in the future. And then you have Madison Square Garden, Nate Diaz versus Jorge Masvidal. The quick meteoric rise that is Jorge Masvidal, who's been in the business for a very long time. To bring it all back to Israel Adesanya, just for him to be able to show that he is the very best, that possibly cage rust was a factor with Robert Whittaker, but to have a record-breaking attendance in Melbourne, Australia at Marvel Stadium really says something. For Robert Whittaker to, in my mind, logically, would be to be able to last all five rounds and win via decision, for Israel Adesanya to win by knockout, is an accomplishment in itself, and thus we have a new era that is taking place. We have a new frontier in MMA that is very exciting. And the stars are there. They've always been there. It comes down to, are MMA fans, purists or casual or brand new, going to care about what is being shown on ESPN Plus, on DAZN, for those that are going to be able to attain the pay-per-view, for those who want to check out Demetrius Johnson at ONE Championship, for Bellator versus Ryzen when you had the crossover between the two and Patricio Pitbull already turning heads in that division, showing that Bellator is a force to be reckoned with, that you really do have what I've called an Eisenhower era of MMA, where you do have two superpowers going at the UFC and Bellator MMA. This is a good time. This is not a time where we are so, the lake is so dried up that we have to have a blessing from Conor McGregor or from Ronda Rousey or even Brock Lesnar to come back and, quote, save the company. This article from The Athletic very much reiterates what I have been saying on this podcast, and I'm more than willing to help you when it comes to being an MMA fan, whether you're brand new to it or casual, or you stuck with it for a long period of time, you know the history. Or if you happen to be a person who's very analytical, can break down the punches, the kicks, the takedowns, the scrambles, the octagon control, you can know the submissions, the attempts that are taking place. All of this is needed. What's needed is for MMA fans to care about the narrative in the cage and on the mic, and to have interest in the direction of the sport. not so much having one particular star where they have all their eggs in one basket. No, this is a very diversified type of world that MMA has. And it's exciting. Maybe it takes somebody like your favorite blockhead to prepare these notes for you and just to show you that this is worth your time. One thing that isn't worth your time, in my mind, would be something as laughable as Tito Ortiz, who is supposed to be fighting in Combate Americas and has a signed deal with a man named Alberto El Patron. You might have heard of him as Alberto Del Rio in the WWE. Again, what a laugh. And I'm going to put it out there now. Tito, if somehow you happen to come across this podcast, heed my words. And for all your little cronies that follow you on Twitter, this is how relevant you are in 2019. You are as relevant as a throwaway camera. Do you remember the ones that came out of the Pop-Tarts wrapper that are not even used anymore because we have camcorders on our phones? This is how relevant you are. And neither one of you in your build-up for this fight can even string two sentences together. It's embarrassing. It's time for you to stop stealing the limelight from the young guys that are trying to step up or step aside in this. And we're going to help you. The fans are going to actually say, Tito, it's time for you to step aside. Since you already said you're going to retire one time, say you're going to stay at home and take your naps, then go pick up your daughter from school, just completely ostracize yourself from the working man that you provide entertainment for every single day, make you as irrelevant as I am saying now. I mean, continue on that format there, Tito. That might work out better for you. I have no sympathy to him and will not be watching this fight. But I've given enough for what I have to say. And that, when I say clear the runway, Tito Ortiz, I also say the same thing about Discover Pod Awards. 2019 should be yours truly. This should be his year. More often than not, you have a lot more awards going out to podcasts these days. You have a lot more categories. Not long ago when I found Discover Pod's awards, I was like, okay, if we come a little short this year, we'll shoot for 2020. Your favorite blockhead wants most innovative podcast. I will share that link tonight if you can give your nomination. Thank you very much from the bottom of my heart. Give my other guys, my Dos Leprechauns, give them the best sports podcast. Or maybe if you want to do the H-Town Lowdown, give them a shout-out. Give them a nomination. You want to do Mike Mahoney for best government podcast, give him the nomination for the award. Definitely go for it. Or decide if you want to put other shows in there. Simply, your favorite blockhead is asking for most innovative podcast nomination. That is one of the categories. That is a quick little please and thank you from this podcast. And as we continue to wrap up the show, we're going to talk real quick about my friends over at Blade Tap. The 3-in-1 razor unclogger, sharpener, and holder that cuts your shaving time in half, saves you money, no wasted water, and sharpening your blades for a smooth and comfortable shave every time. Check it out in the blog page. Check out the link for Blade Tap. And when you get yours and get to checkout, to get 20% off your purchase, make sure you use the promo code Tap It Clean. That's T-A-P-I-T clean. All one word, all uppercase. Tap It Clean. And that being said, I appreciate you guys coming by this evening. Make sure you leave a nomination for yours truly for the most innovative podcast of 2019. If we come a little short, we'll shoot for 2020. Clear the One Ray Discover Pods because the Blockhead Nation is coming. This has been your favorite Blockhead. We'll see you next time. Same Blockhead time, same Blockhead channel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They're also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.